Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jeremiah? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jeremiah. It's Tina from Local Splash. What can I do for you? I'm in the billing department.
Oh, okay. I keep getting messages from you guys. I've been sending response back, letting them know that I couldn't pay something. I thought I was on like on a month-to-month type thing, and they keep saying I'm going to get double charged or something. I don't understand what they're talking about.
So month-to-month basis. What they're talking about is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 28th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So your September 28th payment is past due, and the system continues to bill you until that settles. So you did send a text message in on October 16th, but that was, what, like almost three weeks after the September 28th payment was already due. So I can give you an option if things are tight right now. And that is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those, and that would lower your past due amount to just $149. And then what I could do is push the next billing out 30 days for free for you. So rather than you having to worry about another payment on October 28th, you would be paid in full all the way until November 23rd.
So what do I need to do? Because I misinterpreted my terms and conditions. I was up under the impression that last payment I made was going to be my payment, and if I couldn't make the payment, it was month-to-month based, but I didn't know how that worked, so I wasn't thinking I was going to be continuing to get in charge. So
and had you called us, you know, by like September 25th, we would have been able to cancel it out, no problem, but you didn't send the notification until October 16th. So the payment had already been past due. So at this point, there's $249 outstanding, and October 28th, another $249 will become outstanding, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So that's why I thought I would offer you that, you know, $149 package, because at least you can get the payment up to speed. And if you wanted to, you know, take care of that and cancel just to prevent, issues with your credit and your business, you could do that, but I would definitely take advantage of the next month, you know, that I would give you anyway, just because, I don't know, have you been on your dashboard at all?
I've been going to say, I lost my phone, lost my debt, my wallet got stolen, so I replaced my cards, I took a hit on some money, and then I just got my phone not too long ago, so that's why I was able to do nothing with you guys, and then I talked to one of you guys earlier. I told them how to replace my wallet because my cards got stolen.
Yeah.
And we're here now, and I'm just now, like a week ago or so, I've been seeing some messages come through. I didn't know who it was from, but I did see the message in, but then I got a call again, and I didn't know this is who this number was, so I just called. But what I can do is I get paid what's today's date?
I think it's the 23rd.
That's the part of the 23rd. Hold on, I got my pay date. Wait, what was that? It's today Wednesday now, right?
Yep.
Today Wednesday, right?
Yep, today's Wednesday for sure.
If I make that 150 payment on Friday, am I able to pause my account? And am I able to pause it until you said until November 28th or 23rd, something like that?
So what I would do is Friday's date is the 25th, right? So what I would do is if you wanted to keep the account active, I would push the next billing out 30 days. So you would be paid in full until November 25th because Friday's date is October 25th. So you would get a whole nother month of service. So if you, for some reason, you know, came to that date and you wanted to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I want to let you know if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because in the time that you've been with us, there's 110 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the call tracking number that we provided for you. And this is showing that you've been found 421 times on the first page of Google with 57 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're probably getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware.
You said I'm getting all that. How am I getting all that? I ain't got no calls on my phone.
Have you been on your dashboard by chance to look at the results that you're getting?
No.
Yeah, this dashboard, it shows everything.
I ain't got no calls since I've been back with you guys. I ain't got not one call. I tried it out with my people to see if the tracking number worked. But outside of my own people calling me, I have gotten no calls.
I think you called the call tracking on the 17th just to kind of test it because I saw a 5-second call come in from you. Yeah, but then prior to that, there was another call.
Brent Montgomery.
Well, it doesn't say. It just says his number, 380-214-6153. That was on the 17th. On the 14th, there was a 937-249-0996. Let me listen to this one real quick. Oh, this one went to your voicemail. Let's see if they left a message. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to listen to it real quick. Okay, so that one was from me. I was calling you about the payment. So that one was a local splash call. Then there was another one on October 1st, another one on September 9th from Springfield, Ohio, another one on August 31st from Montgomery, Bren. Okay, so he was testing it. And then another one on August 30th. So those are, there's 110 leads on there coming through the call tracking number. A lot of them may be test calls between you and your friends and your brother. But then the other section shows how many Google actions and how many impressions. And that's the page that shows that you were found 421 times on the first page of Google. Yeah. With and you have to account that this goes all the way back to 2022. I guess you had started with us back then, and then at some point you paused it, and then it ramped back up again in 2024. So even over the last 30 days, it's showing 97 times you were found on the first page of Google from the search views and 136 times from the map views. So it looks like you're getting some solid exposure. One thing you can do, Jeremiah, to get even better results is to work on getting some more 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So I'll send you a little email that will help you with that. It's already going to be linked to your Google page. That way you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients or even some of your friends and relatives that can vouch for your business. And the more 5-star ratings you get on Google, obviously the better results that you'll see too. You already have 4 or 5-star ratings, so you're doing great in that department. But I'll send you the email again just so that you kind of continue that on an ongoing basis because that will help you become more relevant to Google, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and then once the payment's up to speed on Friday, I'll even put a performance check in here for you where the technicians will go into your account, and if there's any updates that will help you behind the scenes, they'll perform those for you, okay?
Okay,
so I think we have a good game
plan.
Now,
I make that $149 payment on Friday, right?
Yep, and then you'll be paid in full for an entire month. Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of that payment that's supposed to hit on October 28th. So we're going to, as long as you get this paid by Friday, you're still within that 3-day window. So I can then push that next billing out 30 days for you.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want me to take the new credit card information from you now and then just process it on Friday?
Yeah, it's my Apple card. So I'm about to get my Apple card.
Oh, do you have the Apple card on you now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so let's update it, and then I'll set the invoice for Friday. That way we won't have any further issues. So on the Apple card, my only question, is it still 102 Seminary Avenue for the billing address, or did that change?
Yeah. Hold on, I got to get my card. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, 4295.
Okay, 4295, got it.
4448.
4448, okay.
1925.
4925, okay.
7334.
7334, okay, expiration?
130. 1
of
2030,
and the code?
785.
Okay, so one meaning January, right, of 2030?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, yes. Perfect. So I stored this information, so the new card's on file, and I'm setting the invoice for Friday's date, which is October 25th. And then, like I said, once that goes through, you'll be paid in full for another month. And then we'll have the technicians on Friday go into your account and do that performance check. So in the meantime, okay, you're all good to go. If you have any questions whatsoever on how to use that reviews email, it's pretty self-explanatory, but you could always call me, okay?
Okay. I just got it. So I send it to what, people or something?
Yeah, below the line in the email, you can, where it says Dear Valued Customer, that's the part that you copy and paste and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because it's hyperlinked to your Google page, most people will do it, right? And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to help you achieve a stronger placement on Google.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad that it worked out and that I was able to help you, Jeremiah. So in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, okay?
I will. You go to sign.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye now.